And now, Saturday Night Theatre.
Onward, then, ye people, join our happy throng. Lend with us your voices in the triumph song.
Knox Bay by Elspeth Sands, with Federay Holmes as Jenny and Michael McGrath as Tom.
This crew countless pages, men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching back to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ron.
G'day.
G'day.
Another Anzac Day.
Lucky with the weather, eh?
What did you think of the sermon?
Strong stuff. Rex did his proud.
Did he reach the youngsters? That's what I worry about. My son. Stay on the crow's digger when I was his age.
Now, you wouldn't wish another war on him now, would you?
Listen. We've got a moment before the parade starts. I wanted to have a word with you about Aileen Slatter.
Poor woman. Bad business.
They operate Monday. Doctor's none too hopeful. She doesn't know that, of course.
Oh, we could get a temporary replacement. It's been done before.
She's going to resign. I had a word with her last night.
Was that wise? Arlene Slatter's taught standard sex since I was in short pants.
You tell me a better plan.
I could have waited for the board meeting.
Yeah, well, it's done now. So we'll just have to find ourselves another teacher. Fine.
There you are, Cat. Parade started? I really shouldn't be staying. Oh. Joints in the oven, I suppose.
I wish you'd join us, Lily.
No, thank you, dear.
Well, you shouldn't be on your own, not today.
Good morning, Cat.
Hello, baby.
At yourself's a good spot.
Is that a new hat, then?
Digger bought it for me.
It suits you.
Thank you.
You're a lucky woman, Lavinia Begg. Your man came back.
Isn't this your day for the orphanage bin?
Matron changed it to next Sunday. Enough excitement for one day, she said.
It breaks your heart, doesn't it? So many unwanted children. I'd always imagined I'd have a large family.
Well, it's starting.
I remember the day Clive went away. There were bands playing then, too.
Well, well, well. It's not Minnie Verity. You don't often see you in church these days, Minnie.
Good morning, Mr. Anderson.
What's all this Mr. nonsense?
Aren't you parading with the others?
They won't stop with that.
We'll have new dead to warn us soon. From Malaya and Korea.
It's the widows I feel sorry for. I'll try to get up to see Lily Wetherspoon this afternoon.
I'll see your brothers to lead again. His chest must be quite weighted down with all those medals.
Major Ryan. Pity you never make come.
Such a sob. They don't wear anything under their kilts. Colin told me.
What is he know?
Traditional.
From Scotland.
Safe porridge.
I've stopped. Oh, they've stopped. Ants in their pants. They're teeth bones. Look.
I can see your father.
It's horrible, Mr. Bickerstaff.
Yeah. Albert Guinea reckons he was a nasty spy.
Oh, so, but I want to kill every teacher in school.
Especially sheep-faced Slatter.
Can you keep a secret?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
She's sick. I heard my dad talking to my mum. They've taken her to hospital. She might never get better.
God,
Hear our voices ring.
If it's true, what can we do?
Where's Jenny? She should be helping us.
I sent her to feed the pigs.
That's Colin's job.
The meat's overdone, I'm afraid. The tray took longer than I expected. Colin! Jenny! Dinner time!
For what we are about to receive, and for what my daughter has already helped herself to, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Amen.
I was hungry.
There are people in this world, young lady, who have to live for a week on what you've got on your plate.
You look lovely in your uniform, Colin.
Still don't see why we had to be there. Scouts weren't nothing to do with the war.
Anything. Weren't anything to do with the war. And that's not the point, son, as you well know.
Mrs. Weatherspoon was crying. Mrs. Pendergast, too.
It's a sad occasion for them, dear.
So why do they go?
See what I mean, Mother? It's all a game to them, an excuse for a laugh.
Well, I'm sure Jenny...
Clive Weatherspoon and Lindsay Prendergast gave their lives for people like you two, so you can sit there eating your dinner in peace. That's not something you want to think about, is it? I don't suppose either of you took a blind bit of notice of the sermon this morning. The free world that you seem to sit back and take for granted is under threat again. Only this time it's not fascism, it's communism, which to my mind is a far greater evil. And shut up when I speak to you. Snatching over your dinner like a couple of rag dolls.
Come on, eat up.
That was beautiful, dear. Do you want to talk? You look so... Well, perhaps you should have come this morning. It might have helped. You know, others who've suffered loss... No, of course, I understand. You're tired. We'll have dinner, shall we? Then we...
In what, Rex?
Whatever you want, my dear.
I want my sons back. You're a minister. You have God's ear. What's the matter with you? Are miracles not possible anymore?
Oh, come, Grace.
Why don't you tell them the truth? There is no God. There's only this world and its misery. Forever and ever, amen. It still makes me want to cry.
Shall I take it off?
No. They can't take you away from me again.
That was a tip-top dinner, dear. You did say there was more trifle.
I'm saving it for tea.
I'm the luckiest man in Knox Bay.
You're the nicest man in Knox Bay, that's what.
Where's Mary?
Reading, in a room.
Blast.
Digger, we can't.
She could go and visit Jenny. Why not? They're best friends, aren't they?
I'm not sure Ron and Kath would want to have
the children. It's the Sabbath, then. Even Ron has to rest on the Sabbath.
You don't think that they might? No, not Ron and Kath. I can't imagine it happening ever.
Well, those children didn't just turn up under a gooseberry bush, you know.
I can see it all from here. My house on the hill. The harbour, city in the distance, the mud flats. If I were nearer, I'd smell them. People say there's something wrong with me. Minnie Verity the witch talks to herself, you know. As if they don't go around doing just that in their heads.
Where's your brother?
I don't know.
If he's gone out, he knows the rule, it's Sunday.
He's gone to check the gates. You know the one that was left open yesterday? He reckons there was one of the Maoris from the par.
Typical.
We've gone most of the afternoon.
And what about you? Satan finds work for idle hands, remember?
I've some homework to do.
On the Sabbath?
Well, it's only embroidery. Dad?
What is it?
Is it true about Mrs. Slatter?
Who told you?
No one. Mary thought she heard her mum talking.
Haven't you two got better things to do? Gossiping about things that don't concern you?
Oh, but it does concern us, Dad. Mrs. Slatter's our teacher.
Yes, well, you'll be told about it at the proper time. Now, run along. Your mother and I are going to have a well-earned rest.
I just to be careful. It's joking.
No talking! Maureen Findlay, was that you?
No, matron.
Lawyer?
Albert Kingy, it was you.
I need to go, matron.
That's so.
I need to go now.
Do you know what used to happen to boys like you, Albert? Boys who wet their bed at night. They were thrashed, tied to a chair and whipped. You'll see me in my office. Oh. All right, the rest of you. Top table first. Keep in line. Maureen, how many times do I have to tell you? Girls to the left. There. That should knock some sense into you. Boy, your age. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hurry up! We haven't got long. Coming! Safe. Our house, our secret place. How long have we been coming here? 4 years?
Forever.
We've been best friends, won't we, Mary? Always and always.
Guide's honour.
You know, a guide.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
No more, Mrs. Slatter. Can you believe it? It's right for being so mean to Albert.
Everyone's mean to Albert.
We're not.
We are sometimes.
I wonder who we'll get.
Your father will know. He's chairman.
Could be anyone.
So long as he's not Mr. Bickerstaff. One day of him is torture.
It could be a man.
Young. Handsome.
Perhaps he's on that ship.
Who?
The new teacher.
Mum says I'll be turning into a woman soon.
Ask your mother for a sixpence to see the big giraffe. He's got pimples on his whiskers and pimples on his ass.
I'll have to wear a bra.
What is that pancake?
I'm not.
Yes, I've seen you.
When?
Putting on your tux.
That was ages ago.
All right. Show me then.
I will if you will.
I haven't got anything to show.
Coward. Go on, I dare you.
Oh, well, if it's for a dare. We can pretend I've come for a fitting. You can be the corset lady. I'll probably have quite big bosoms like my mum. But for a start, I'll wear size 28, cup size 8.
What's cup's got to do with it?
See how big you are. There. See? What did I tell you? You can touch him if you like.
Don't want to.
You're scared.
It's wrong, isn't it?
Don't be a drongo.
It feels funny.
Your hands are cold.
Like wet mud.
One's holding hands, two's lip kissing, three's tongue kissing, four's touching.
This doesn't count. We're girls.
I bet your brother's got up to 4. Higher, probably.
Who with?
Avril Prendergast.
Don't be stupid.
Beverly saw them going into the boathouse. That's where Shana McCullough and Alistair Cameron went. And you know what happened to them?
Beverly Prendergast is a liar. When she dies, she'll go to hell.
You're lucky having a brother.
Oh, that's what you think.
He's quite good looking. In a spotty sort of way.
It's like Mum will be livid.
You are scared.
One day...
When I'm in love, I'll go all the way, right up to 10, and I won't even care if I'm married or not. And I won't be scared of anyone, ever.
All tickets, please.
Tickets, please. From Christchurch, are you?
Wellington. Crossed over on the ferry last night.
Rough ride, eh?
Stay there again.
Holiday, is it?
Work. I'm a school teacher.
It's only time to be starting, isn't it? Middle of term.
Taking over from someone. Bit of an emergency, actually.
Well, it's a rum old place to need in.
Oh, I won't be in the city. Knox Bay. Do you know it?
Pass right by it. First place you see as you come round the harbour. It's a pity we don't stop. We would have done it in the old days.
Times change.
Should have been here for the centennial. Knox Bay was where it all started.
How we recognise him?
He'll stand out. City chaps always do.
Oh, I know he's young.
More's the pity.
First job.
Only we'd had more time.
He's got a Scots name. That must count for something. And he's well qualified.
Too well qualified.
You're not holding his illness against him, are you?
What's a young fella 25 doing with TB? That's what I'd like to know.
He's cured, Ron. You read the report.
He'd have just made it. 1945, he'd have been 18.
Hey, this looks like him. Good looking young fella.
Hello. Sorry. Am I talking to the right people? Mr. Anderson?
Ron. G'day. You must be Tom. Welcome to Otago.
Thank you.
Big a big. Good trip?
Oh, fantastic. You've got some stunning scenery down here.
Welcome to the mainland.
Is this all your gear?
There's a trunk coming on later. Books and records. Afraid I'm a bit of a hoarder.
Let's get on, shall we? Truck's over here. We've booked you in with Lily Wetherspoon. She'll make you comfortable.
I rather thought...
Couldn't do better than Lily. Her house was one of the first to be built in Knox Bay. Solid stone. Kids call it the castle.
Mr. Matheson, welcome. Welcome to Knox Bay.
Now, I'm not going to make a speech. I should think you'll all have heard quite enough of me by the end of the day. I just want to say I'm very pleased to be here. Standard 6 is an important year, your last at primary school. What I propose is to dispense with the usual timetable just for today and spend the time getting to know your names and a little bit about you. Yes?
Can I be excused, sir?
Already? You've only just come in.
I need to go.
Well, now, young man, your name is...
Albert Kingy, sir.
Right, you are, Albert. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll excuse you this time, but we'll agree, shall we? The time to attend to these matters is before school starts. Is that a deal?
You're the boss.
Beg your pardon?
I said yes, sir.
Right. Now, settle then. Run along now. Right. Roll call. Anderson. Jenny.
Present, Mr. Matheson.
Vic. Mary.
Present, Mr. Matheson.
Bickerstaff. Graham.
Present.
Cameron. Michael.
Present, sir.
This is very good of you, Mrs. Wetherspoon. My first day here.
Lily, please. I know we're going to be friends.
Oh, do you mind if I smoke?
Oh, not at all. It's one of my little vices, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
oh, how kind. Thanks. You shouldn't really, should you, with your TB and all?
Didn't they tell you? I'm cured.
And are you finding your way round, Tom? I may call you Tom, mayn't I?
Of course.
A church, school, post office, general store. There's not much else.
Oh, there's the orphanage. You can hardly miss that.
And they're not all orphans, you know. But some of them are, well, illegitimate.
There's a lad in my class. Spirited youngster. I took quite a shine to him.
You'll need to keep on your toes. Aileen Slatter wouldn't stand for any nonsense.
Roy Anderson has a daughter in the class. And Digger Beg. Bright girls.
They know it, too.
I get the impression Ron more or less runs Knox Bay. Am I right?
There's his brother, Harry. You haven't met him, have you?
No.
And, of course, Kevin Bickerstaff, your headmaster. He's chairman of the RSA.
I thought I might take myself on a tramp the weekend. Get to know the place a bit. Any suggestions?
Oh, well, Tuckett Valley's hard to beat. You get a marvellous view from the Soldiers' Memorial, right down to the heads. Mind you, you'd have to watch the weather. It's very changeable this time of year.
Tuckett Valley? Isn't that Maryland?
Oh, you have been doing your homework.
I came here as a kid with my mother. We took a bus trip down to the heads. Wish I could remember more.
Your parents didn't mind you moving so far away?
There's only my dad. And he thinks I'm a queer sort of coot anyhow. I told him I liked the idea of living in a place where families had known each other for generations.
Oh, you might think differently if you were a woman.
Why is that?
Well, a woman doesn't just marry the man, she marries the place.
That's what my mother used to say.
She's dead, is she, your mother?
She came from Cotswolds, in England. She never really adjusted.
England. Home.
Not in this neck of the woods.
I'll tell you something, Tom. I can't stand the sound of the bagpipes. And you won't tell on me, will you?
This is the happiest day of my life.
Tom, his name's Tom.
He's beautiful.
He made Albert Kinney monologue. No one's ever done that before.
He's got hair in the back of his hands.
What's your brother?
Dad said he's had TB. He might have died.
Wish old sheep-faced Slatter could see the classroom. He's had a fit. Boys sitting next to girls. Really, children, I don't know what the world's coming to.
Why don't we make up a game?
What kind of game?
About him, Mr. Matheson.
Pretend to be him, you mean?
Him and his girlfriend. He must have one.
I'd do anything to be her.
We can take turns. You could be her one day and me the next.
Oh, Bags, I'll be her today.
What shall we call her?
Oh, I don't know. Not an ordinary name.
Let's make her something forbidden. Oh, no. She can be Catholic.
What about a Jew?
You mean like the Samuelsons?
You wouldn't be allowed to marry Ezra, would you?
Wouldn't want to. He's got spots.
All right, then. We'll make her a Catholic.
Catherine. That's a nice name.
Or Bernadette.
I prefer Catherine.
Saint Catherine.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. She's going to be a nun. Her parents are forcing her.
Then she meets Tom.
They're madly in love. They'll never be allowed to marry. So
they go all the way
to 10.
How do we start?
You're Catherine. This is our house, our secret place where we meet.
What do I say?
I'll go first, shall I? Mm-hmm. Catherine, darling. If you do that, you'll ruin the game.
Sorry.
Do you want to play or not?
I won't laugh again, I promise.
Right, then you start, then.
I love you, Tom.
I love you too, Catherine.
My father has forbidden me to see you.
I was afraid of that.
Do you think anyone saw us?
No one knows about this place. You mustn't worry. We'll be perfectly safe.
Kiss me, Tom.
What?
You heard?
If I kiss you, that will make you my wife.
I am your wife. Not like that.
I love you, Catherine. Forever and ever. Amen.
There's a jug for you, Mark.
Jesus.
Oh, here comes a wowser, I'll bet.
Could be right.
You there? Yeah, what'll it be, mate?
An opossum on your shoulder?
Yeah. Man's best friend.
Never seen that before.
Yeah? You're the new teacher, ain't you?
Yeah. Hardly new. Been here a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, what'll it be?
Oh, beer, thanks. A DB.
You're a sporting man, then.
Strictly spectator.
How's it going?
Oh, two tries and a penalty to Otago. The buggers haven't got a prayer.
You got the good law in your pocket, have you, Possum?
No, don't be like that, Father.
I'm Pat Mullins. You must be Tom Matheson.
Good to meet you.
Settling in okay?
Still a bit of a new boy.
No, I'm that myself.
Can I shout you a beer?
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
Same again, thanks, Possum.
Right. You two fellas must be about the same age.
Possum thinks I'm still wet behind the ears, don't you, Possum?
Well, I think you're soft on communism, Father, that's what. Turning the other cheek didn't do for Hitler. They won't do for these red buggers either.
The early Christians were communists of a sort, you know, Possum. Things were held in common. That's what communism means.
Yeah, well, if they get down here, you'll be the first to know about it. You and your teacher friend here. They'll nail you both to the door.
All you have to do is get a drink around here.
Oh, come on now, hold your horses.
Quite a character.
Oh, don't be misled. He's got a heart of gold. Cigarette?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
So, why primary school, Tom? I hear you've got a degree.
I like them young.
Well, I wish you luck.
How about you? You say you're new here as well?
Yeah, I took over from Father McKenna. He's a hard act to follow.
Don't suppose you've got many... I was going to say custom.
Yeah. Count them on the fingers of one hand. Possum here's one of my regulars.
Come in for much prejudice.
You know, I get called a mick from time to time. Kids chuck stones, nothing serious. Hey, you're from Wellington, aren't you, Tom? You're not doing too well today.
Can't say I'll lose any sleep over it. Mm.
So, what brought you to Knox Bay? It's not exactly the centre of the universe.
That's a big question. Short answer is I needed to get away.
You think you're staying?
Well, the landlady's spoiling me rotten and the kids seem to have accepted me. I just might.
A word of advice. Don't rush things. This is a very traditional place.
That's what I like about it. Most places I go have the feeling the past is elsewhere. Overseas. Here.
Depends whose past you're talking about.
Yeah. I made the mistake of reminding Ron Anderson there were people here before the Free Church settlement.
Oh,
he didn't appreciate it.
Now, that's what I mean about not rushing things.
Well, don't just stand there. Grab a tip.
What are you going into town for?
Friday night.
We're doing a play at school. We're writing it ourselves. It's about too likely.
Who?
You don't know anything, do you?
No, damn sight more than you, Pipsqueak.
Too likely was a famous chief. The only warrior who ever defeated Te Rauparaha. You've heard of him.
He's just a name to scare people.
Mr. Maxson says the Maoris were far more civilised than the first white men who came here.
Better not let Daddy say that.
Not the Scottish settlers. Before them, whalers and sealers. They're in our play too. Mr. Matheson says...
Mr. Matheson says... Don't you ever talk about anything else?
All you ever talk about is going to town.
Yeah, well, I'm going somewhere special. Jim Wong's laundry. Eh? Even you must have heard of that.
What if you get caught?
Cops are in it too. Old Wong keeps them well supplied.
Who wants Turkish cigarettes anyway?
It's more than just cigarettes. Nescafe. Vodka, French letters.
What are they?
You mean you don't know? Of
course I do, just testing a few, did.
What are they then?
Why should I tell you?
Avril Prendergast knows what they are. I told her I'd bring some along next time we went to the boathouse.
I, to Hawaiki, of Naitahu and Ngāti Mamoi ancestry, son of Te Kai Haere and Kukure, nephew of the great Te Whakataupuka, being in this year of our Lord, 1844, paramount chief of Murihiku, do agree to sell to the Pākehā those lands called the Otago Block for the sum of £2,400.
Graham Bickerstaff, wake up!
I, Frederick Tuckett, surveyor, by the authority vested in me by the New Zealand Company, do solemnly...
You! Pākehā! Think you're great, don't you?
Aye.
Think you're the best, eh?
Sir?
Well, I've got news for you, Mr. Stuck-up Surveyor. You're the pits. You come here, you pinch our wives, our land, you make us wear your rotten clothes. And what do you give us in return, eh? Hey? Measles!
All right, settle down. Matter of fact, what Albert just did was brilliant. A superb piece of paraphrasing. And as it happens, he got it exactly right. Remember the bit we read yesterday?
Yeah.
The Pākehā's bags are full of diseases. That was Tuhawaiki speaking. He foresaw the destruction of his people not from the gun, but from the diseases brought here by the white man.
What does he want to waste time on that for? The arrival of the free church settlers, that's when our history begins.
I've never even been to the Pa.
Look, I've a lot of time for the Maoris. When it comes to fighting, they're the best there is. But I fail to see what all that carry-on has to do with Knox Bay School.
Mr. Matheson's going to take us to see the cave where they're imprisoned.
What?
That old place?
Yeah, why not?
That cave is army property.
It's all boarded up, isn't it?
Too right it's boarded up. And for good reason.
Dave and Lee got in there. No trouble.
Wouldn't boast about it, son, if I were you. That place is full of ammunition.
Not anymore.
Mr. Matson says you can still see the marks on the wall where they were chained up at night. Bet you didn't see that, smarty pants.
Does Kevin Bickerstaff know about this?
They were taken prisoner because they were pacifists.
In Dunedin yesterday, two hairdressers who charged 2 shillings and threepence instead of legal 2 shillings.
Doors open!
...were each fined £3 with costs.
Well, look who's
the
here. Well, just a figment of my imagination.
Sorry, I haven't been to see you. Dad's been really snarky lately.
Well, don't just stand there. Come on.
Honey, Mimi.
Oh, come on, spit it out, girl. You can see anything here, that's why you come.
What's it like to be in love?
Oh, you think I know, do you?
I know you do. You told me. It was him, wasn't it? The man in the photograph?
Ah, Jenny Anderson, you don't miss a trick.
He was killed in the war. The first one, Mum told me.
Yeah, it's your mother you should be talking to.
I wish she was married to someone else. I wish I had a different father.
Perhaps she wishes it too. Ever thought of that?
Tell me, honey, Minnie, please.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
His name is Lawrence. He was 27 and you were 25.
Goodness me, what didn't I tell you?
What it was like.
It was a long time ago.
But you've never loved anyone else, have you?
No one else has ever loved me.
I do.
Yes, I believe you do.
I'd visit you every day if I could.
Yeah, but you'd rather play with Mary Begg in your secret house.
How do you know about that?
Well, you know what people say about me. I'm a witch. I can see into other people's lives.
I told you, didn't I?
And you asked me to keep it a secret.
Oh, honey, Minnie, what's it like?
I'll tell you what being in love's like. It's fun.
Fun?
Yeah. Lawrence and I laughed all the time. Hey, we were even sent out of church for laughing.
But it's more than that, isn't it?
Oh, now, you never underestimate laughter, Jenny. It's the best thing in the world.
What about, you know...
passion. That what you're trying to say?
Oh, but Kingy makes me laugh and I'm not in love with him.
Oh, poor Jenny, I am being a witch. But you see, dear, I can only answer your question for myself. Being in love with falling in love, it's different for every person. For me, it was about laughing.
If the person I loved died, was killed, I'd never stop thinking about him for a moment. I'd love him so much, I'd make him come alive again.
Right, I think we've seen enough.
Now, I'm not saying every man and woman imprisoned here was a model of good behaviour. What I am saying is that the mass arrest of a people resisting passively an unjust law was a manifest wrong. I don't imagine any of you'd like to spend your nights chained to these walls. Exactly, Albert. Exactly. Though the Harker, as we all know, is a war cry.
Hope there's a war on when I grow up. There's a few people I'd like to shoot.
Yes, yes. Well, we won't go into that now.
Like matron. Four eyes bicker stuff.
That'll do, Albert.
Mr.
Manson? Yes, Jenny?
The people who were here, the prisoners, did they get their land back?
No, they didn't. It was confiscated as part of their punishment.
Oh, that's not fair.
There's a lot in this world that isn't fair, Jenny.
All right, class. That'll do. You've had your outing. Now comes the hard part.
Ah, Mr. Matheson, you're back. A word in my office, if you please.
Right, class, just start writing out what you saw this afternoon.
I trust I've made myself clear, Tom.
Yes, Headmaster.
At this school, we follow both syllabus and timetable. These little outings of yours are all very fine, but I fail to see what they have to do with passing exams.
Pat, how are you doing?
Yeah, good day. Oh, haven't seen you at the Empire lately.
I've been taking advantage of the weather.
Do you fancy a cuppa? I keep a few provisions up at the chapel. Never know when you might need them.
Hope you don't take milk with the stuff's off.
Oh, that'll be fine. I must get fed up at the trains.
A minor inconvenience. We're out of harm's way down here.
Actually, I'm glad I ran into you.
I gather you've been hitting a few snags at school.
News travels.
Try not to get offside, Tom.
Sometimes think if I'd been in the war, I wouldn't have these problems.
You have to make allowances. Kevin Bickerstaff, Ron Anderson, they may not have been physically wounded, but...
I just don't seem to be able to talk the same language.
You've found a woman you can talk to.
Hardly.
Don't tell me there aren't any.
Well, there's my landlady.
Lily Witherspoon, she's old enough to be my
mother. I know.
I did notice she'd done something odd to her hair.
The makeup gets me. Full war paint at breakfast.
There's no one else.
I had a friend in Wellington. A woman friend. Our relationship worked well, really.
What happened?
She went overseas.
So what are you telling me? There aren't any eligible women in Knox Bay.
Rex Ballantyne thinks there are. Keeps trying to pair me off. Strange how the unhappily married do that, isn't it? They can't wait for you to join the club.
Rex is a special case.
His wife's ill, I gather.
Both her sons were killed in the war. He's a good man, Rex. For a Presbyterian. I'll tell you something, Tom. It's not always easy being a priest, but when I think of the price ordinary people pay, women especially...
I have a theory. Bright women have it hard in this country. There's a girl in my class, Jenny Anderson. Can't help wondering what'll happen to her.
I have similar thoughts myself when I visit Seacliff.
Seacliff?
Local mental hospital. 2/3 of the inmates are women. Damned if I can work out why.
You remember the day we met in the Empire? You asked me why I taught primary school. Well, I thought about it afterwards. The decision when I took it was instinctive. But I realise now the reason I chose primary over secondary was because I feel at ease with 12-year-olds. Don't ask me why. What's childhood, I expect?
Good crowd tonight, Ron.
Any sign of Rex?
Oh, speak of the devil.
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Thanks. Yeah, good turnout.
Just what I was saying.
You haven't had a yarn to you yet?
Yeah, what about?
Tom Matheson.
Why, something wrong?
poked in his nose and where he's not wanted.
You mean that trip to the cave? That was weeks ago.
Enough to give the kids nightmares.
You know what our girls are like, Ron? Too much imagination for their own good.
He's got another crackpot scheme on now. Have your girls told you about that? He wants to take the kids down to the par.
I thought it was the old whaling station he had in mind.
The whole thing's absurd. Told him myself. We don't have funds for that kind of carry-on.
How are things at home, Rex?
Yeah. Oh, a little better, thanks. Grace has started playing the piano again.
Oh, good show.
Good day.
Ah, yeah,
good day. Good having a yarn with Kevin. Listen, Tom Matheson's been up to a few tricks.
Gentlemen, if I might call the meeting to order. This is a special occasion. 10th anniversary of Ruislip Ridge. Many of us lost comrades there. Rex Ballantyne lost a son. We'll start the evening with a minute's silence.
Six years away from home. Cass never understood. And we can't. The way it got dark suddenly in the desert. Smell of the guns. The sky lit up like it was fireworks night. Your mates and how you felt about them. Nothing will ever be that real again.
The struggle for freedom can never be relaxed. 10 years ago, the enemy was fascism. Today, in Malaya and Korea, wherever the free world is threatened, it's called communism. Mm.
Jenny, what are you doing here?
I forgot my bag.
You should be off home.
It's a match, Jim.
Yes, Jenny?
Is teasing wrong?
Ah, now that's an interesting one. It can be, if the object is to humiliate. On the other hand,
Albert Kingy gets teased all the time. All the orphanage children do.
I see.
People say they have worms.
People? What people? Telltale tit? Your tongue will split? Is that what you're afraid of?
I've done it too. It was ages ago. I don't do it now. I really like Albert.
It's all the more reason for you to defend him.
Grandpa stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's a leader.
And?
Beverly Prendergast. There's a rude song she sings whenever she sees Maureen Fenley. I think Maureen's really pretty. I wish I looked like her.
You look lovely as you are, Jenny. I wouldn't want you any different. More thanks, Lily. We're getting foul.
You hate being cooped up inside, don't you? Oh, poor Tom.
I've been looking round. Place to buy, you know. I've got a bit of money saved. Just thought I should tell you.
My dear Tom, you're not a prisoner.
You've made me very comfortable, Lily. Too comfortable. It'd be a wrench getting back to a battery existence.
I shall miss you. It isn't easy being a widow, you know, Tom. There are men who take advantage.
Not in Knox Bay, surely.
Harry Anderson, he's one.
Jenny's uncle, Led Anderson.
Ever wondered why he's still a bachelor?
The Anderson family interests me. Knox Bay's leading clan. Well, I suppose you could call them that.
And how do you get on with Jenny? Stuck-up little madam, I've always thought her.
She's a bright girl, all right. With a vivid imagination. You should read her essays. Usually one in her class who stands out.
Your favourite, is she?
No. I don't have favourites. If I did, I think I'd choose Albert Kingy. The lad's a born actor.
You don't talk about yourself much, do you, Tom?
Apparently I'm not my mother. English. Tied as a clam.
Ah, and your mother's dead, you said.
Disappeared. Went back to England, probably. Who knows?
Don't you want to find out?
She knows where I am. Let her find me.
And is there no one special in your life, Tom? A girlfriend left behind in Wellington?
No.
I don't wish to pry.
3 years in a sanatorium doesn't do much for your love life.
This is the time of day I most miss my husband.
He was killed on Crete, wasn't he?
We'd only been married a year.
I'm sorry.
Not that our marriage was perfect.
I suppose many are.
There was such a lot left out.
Men aren't always good at expressing themselves.
Ah, you are, Tom.
I better be making tracks.
I knew, as soon as I set eyes on you, that you were a sensitive person.
Did I tell you about my plan to take the children down to Whaler's Beach? You know, we're doing a play based on what happened there.
I'm not sure Kevin Bickerstaff will like that.
You'll be cut there. The place of bleached bones.
Get on all right with the headmaster, Dee.
We've had our differences.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
I'm always happy to listen to you, Lily.
Try not to antagonize Kevin Bickerstaff.
Don't rock the boat. That's what you're saying.
Knox Bay isn't a sophisticated place, Tom. More's the pity.
But rocking the boat is what education's about.
Fine. Okay, so it's not the prettiest time of day. But you see things when the tide's out.
The stink, eh?
Tidal mud always smells. Things get washed up, left to rot.
People
yeah.
don't
piss
in this water.
They do not.
Matron told us.
Yeah.
They tie them up in a sack and leave them here to drown.
Oh. Well, he drowned them if I catch them.
Yeah.
I heard that, Beverly. I won't talk to you about it again.
Excuse me, sir, but does my father know we're here?
I should think the whole town knows. We made enough noise coming down the hill.
Go see what Prince Regent's got in his car.
Prince Regent?
The old man over there with his horse. He's down here most days digging in the mud. It was Queen Victoria's butler. He told me.
He must be very old.
He collects things, junk and stuff. He found a greenstone axe once. It's in the museum now.
Well, let's go and see what he's got then.
Yeah.
You see what I mean, class, about history being all around us. Later, we'll go on up the causeway and take a look at the shipwreck. The Royal Hind, last of the old sailing ships. You can see its mast jutting out of the mud.
I reckon there's any gold on it, eh, sir?
Not now, Albert. Could have been once, though. There was still gold in the interior when the Hind met its fate. Right. Now, anyone remember what the population of Knox Bay was at the height of the gold rush?
2,000.
Hang on, wait. What did you say, Jenny?
14,000.
Well done. Chinese, Americans, Scots, Irish, Australians, English, Swedes, a regular United Nations, in fact. And what's the population now? Anyone know? 423.
What have you forgotten this time?
Sorry. I wanted...
It's all right. It's all right. It gets lonely when you've all gone home. What do you want to say?
What's a conchi?
It's slang for conscientious objector.
You mean like those Maoris?
Not quite. A conscientious objector is someone who refuses, because of his principles, to fight in a war. Any war.
Are you one of those, Mr. Matheson?
Why do you ask?
Graham Bickerstaff says you got the white feather in the war.
Oh, does he indeed?
You're not a coward. I know you're not.
No one ever really knows that about himself.
You're the bravest person that ever lived.
I loved Knox Bay at night. The moon drowned in the water. The scattered lights. The way the hills cradle the houses. I can see at night. I have a child's eyes. This town is a locked room waiting to be opened.
There are those who say Jesus was a pacifist, that he would never have given his blessing to war. My answer to those people is to remind them that Jesus' words have to be constantly redefined. Christianity is a modern religion. It speaks to us now in the year 1952, just as it spoke to us on that fateful day in September 1939. Our Lord knew there was evil in the world. He knew it had to be resisted. And he knew it had...
Murderer! Liar! Seducer!
Grace, no.
Tell them the truth! Tell them
out and take your sons. Don't listen to him. You don't know him. Honey words. Honey lips. Honey between his legs.
Get her out of here.
Come along, my dear.
Guilty him. Take them off me.
Grace. She'll come with me. Won't you, Grace? Okay. That's right. Rest your head. There's nothing to be frightened of.
She ought to be locked up. It shouldn't be allowed.
What harm does she do?
Well, Minnie, I should have thought that was obvious.
What do you think, then?
It's just so sad.
Being embarrassed is not the same as being harmed, Lily.
So you don't mind your daughter hearing that
filth, Lavinia?
Brain sick. There's nothing to be done.
Bit rum when you think about it. Minister's wife shouting obscenities.
My feelings exactly.
It's Rex I feel sorry for. Can't help remembering the way those two were before the war. Couldn't have found a more devoted couple.
Look, it's happened before and it'll happen again. Something has to be done.
What do you have in mind?
I've already had a word with Kevin. He suggests we bring it up at the next session meeting.
You all right, Jenny?
What will they do to her?
Nothing. Why should they? Mr. Ballantyne's quite capable of taking care of her.
My father wants to send her to Seacliff. I've heard him talking about it to my mother.
I don't think it's their decision, do you?
Is she mad, Mr. Matheson?
She paid too high a price, Jenny. Two sons, two hostages to fortune. They'll understand one day.
Damn! Now I'll have to wash it again. What's the matter with me today? I can't do anything right. Not blown back already.
I know, it's a bad time, washing day, but I need to talk to you.
It's never a bad time, then you know that.
3 pounds of prepared beetroot. You prepare the beetroot and cook it in salt water. Using
Aunt Daisy. Ron would have something to say if he was here. I wasn't even listening.
Ron, I've come to talk to you about.
Wouldn't you be more comfortable in the sitting room?
Guess what is this? I'm your oldest friend.
Well, at least let me make you a cup of tea.
How's Jenny?
Oh, I'd never see her. She and Mary seem to spend all their time up in the paddocks.
I think they've got a crush on Tom Matheson.
Well, he's rather good-looking.
Mary tells me he's taking the class to Whaler's Beach. First Saturday in December. Was to have been a school outing, but Kevin Bickerstaff said no.
I hate to tell you, but so did the chairman of the board.
I thought I might offer to help. It's a long boat trip. He can't manage 20 children on his own.
That isn't what you've come to talk about, is it?
You were wonderful with Grace on Sunday, Kath. She'd never have gone so quietly if you hadn't been there.
Remember how it was during the war? The three of us were such friends.
Mary asked me what was wrong with her. I'm afraid I didn't tell her the whole story.
It isn't easy having daughters, is it?
At least yours has grown up on a farm.
Well, right now, it's Colin I'm worried about.
He's got exams, hasn't he?
He's not doing a stroke of work. I caught him the other night climbing out of the window. If his father had seen him, he'd have taken his belt to him.
I shouldn't worry. Boys can take care of themselves. Kath, the session meeting.
Tomorrow night, isn't it?
Ron told Digger he intends to get Grace committed. Oh, can he do that?
He can try.
Is that what you want? Kath?
I told Ron, if he does anything to harm Grace, anything at all, I'll... Oh, no, look what I've done.
Here, let me. I've got a hanky.
He's my husband, Vin, but sometimes...
It's a Campbell marriage, isn't it? I think of Mary and Jenny and the choices that they're going to have to
make. I meant what I said, Vin. If Ron succeeds in getting Grace sent away...
Well, it won't be your fault.
I couldn't go on. It'd be the end of us.
Tell me about Seacliff, Pat. You know, there's a move about to get Grace Ballantyne Sunday.
Tragic business. I told Rick I'd pray for him.
Just wish I could influence things. Trouble is, I'm in hot water with just about everyone.
You should watch your tail, Tom. This trip of yours.
Oh, couldn't let Bickerstaff have the last word now, could I?
When is it?
A couple of weeks. Year's winding up. Hard to believe.
You asked about Seacliff.
You still visit every week?
Not my favourite port of call.
You once told me that the majority of patients were women.
There are some who shouldn't be there at all. Girls of 15, 16. Seacliff was their place of last resort.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Puts my little difficulties into perspective, doesn't it?
It's not all gloom and doom. I wouldn't want you to think that. In some ways, it's quite an enlightened place. New drugs, new techniques.
There's a girl in my class. Bright as a button.
Ron Anderson's daughter.
How did you guess?
What's the phrase? Teacher's pet. You should watch your tale about that, too.
That's crazy! Is that what people are saying? Is that what you think?
I'm your friend, Tom.
I'm not denying it. It would be dishonest. Something about her. It's hard to describe without sounding ridiculous. But she's reached something in me. The frozen part of me, if you like. I'll tell you something, Pat. A confession. I've never been able to get on with women my own age. Sarah, my friend who went overseas, was 10 years older. Jenny. Oh, God, this is coming out all wrong. You think... it's all right, Pat. It's not like that.
Then why are we talking?
No point in beating about the bush, Rex. We have a problem. No one could be more sorry about it than I am, but something has to be done.
It's the youngsters we're worried about. Impressionable minds and all that.
You know, they're hiding in your garden, Rex, spying on her. I've caught them there myself, red-handed.
If you want me to resign, you only have to say so.
No one's asking that of you.
Then what is it you want?
I should have thought that was obvious.
You want me to have my wife committed?
It's for your own good, Rex. And Grace's. Things can't go on as they are.
Forgive me, Ron, but I don't see that that's any of your business. Grace is my wife, mother of my dead sons. There's no question of having her committed.
I agree with Rex.
What?
Haven't we forgotten something? This man was with us at Monte Cassino. He won the military cross. He's a mate, isn't he?
We're not here.
You've been at Knox Bay for how long, Rex?
Well, counting the years before the war, 13.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're doing a great job. Bible class attendance up 20%, Sunday school likewise. How you manage with Grace, with all you have to cope with.
I agree with that.
We're damn lucky to have you.
All right. Yeah. This is getting nowhere. Since we're obviously divided on the subject, I suggest we take a vote. But before we do, let me remind you there's more at stake here than personal loyalty, commendable though that is. We are elected members of the Knox Bay Session. We have a responsibility, not just to the church, but to the wider community, especially the young. Shall we take a vote?
Hooray.
Well, who'd have thought it, eh? Digger, beggar, walker. He was my second in command. I thought I could rely on him.
It'll end badly. It's inevitable.
Fancy a cover?
I shall get back.
There's something I want to raise with you both. It's not unconnected, as a matter of fact. It concerns Tom Matheson.
It's my turn. You were Catherine last time.
Was not.
Worse so. Tom and Catherine ran away together. You remember.
That was the time before.
No, I don't want to play. It's a stupid game.
What's the matter with you? You have a black dog on your back all day.
End of you social. Mum says I have to go.
Don't you want to?
It's all right for you. You're allowed to wear nylon.
I could lend you my red skirt.
But I'd have a heart attack. He thinks I'm still 7 years old.
Will Colin be going?
I say.
So will Avril Prendergast. It'll fall down if you do that.
Colin's leaving home. Told me.
He can't. He's still at school.
Doesn't care about school. Doesn't care about anything except running away.
But there's a school certificate.
I don't care about that either.
Do your parents know?
That'd be great.
Dad'd lock him up.
He's supposed to take over the farm, Wanda.
You don't think...
Don't think what?
Him and Avril. You don't think she could be...
Nothing to do with Avril. It's the farm. He hates it. He wants to be a mechanic.
Where would he go?
Dad ran away. That's what Colin reckons. To the war. Now he says it's his turn.
It's all right, Jen. You'll still have me.
Wish I could run away.
Think of the social. Think of dancing with Mr. Mathis.
He won't come.
My mum and dad will spend all their time dancing with one another. I'll be so embarrassed.
Mine won't.
Do you think our parents, you know, still do it?
Don't make me sick.
I think mine do. Sometimes I hear things late at night, sort of cries.
What do you mean, like cats?
I used to wonder if I was adopted.
Me too.
Funny to think we could be sisters. If we were adopted, I mean.
Now we can't even pretend to be sisters, since our fathers don't even talk to each other anymore.
At least Mrs. Ballantyne didn't get sent away.
I hate my father. It's all his fault Colin's going.
Mr. Matheson might come, you know.
He wouldn't. Would he?
We could ask him.
Oh, Will? He'll tell me?
I've got a better idea. I'll ask Mum. She'll see Mrs. Witherspoon at the dining circle.
For the Queen of the Castle.
Poor Mr. Matheson. It must be awful living with her.
She plucks her eyebrows out. No. And she draws them back in again with a pencil.
She dyes her hair too.
Oh, Mary, do you realise we've only got a few more weeks at school? We might never see Mr. Matheson again.
We'll be going to high school. We'll be travelling every day on the bus.
Makeup's going to be awful.
I bet we're not allowed to do the play. I bet old Four Eyes' biggest ass is no.
Well, you can't stop us going to Whaler's Beach. Mr. Matheson's paying for that himself.
Oh, my mum's coming, did I tell you? And your Uncle Harry.
Why is he coming? It's nothing to do with school.
Well, Mr. Matheson needs helpers, that's all. My mum offered to organise it.
Well, I'm not going. Not if Uncle Harry.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Mum reckons your uncle should have married Mrs. Wetherspoon.
Yes, she had.
You will come to the social, Jenny, won't you? It'll be no fun without you.
Oh, one day, when I'm Prime Minister, I'm going to make it the law the boys have to be asked to dance. It'll be the girls who stand about reading the sports paper and eyeing the boys to see which ones they like. We'll serve them right. None of the smelly ones will get asked. None of the spotty ones either. And the only time anyone will dance with them is when there's a gentleman's choice.
This is Fleet Roberts. This is Fleet Roberts again on the radar tower. And I have just witnessed the most tremendous explosion. And just this moment, you have heard the sound, and I can feel it that way at this moment. The most very instant. I heard the sound of a tremendous explosion, and at this almost the same instant, I was hit bodily in the face with the pressure of this air as it rushed across this 10 to 12 miles of rattle between
the two. Just gave me a fright.
I did not.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you've come. I can ask you now.
Ask me what, Minnie?
Well, you're a priest, so I assume you believe in God. Now, don't laugh. It's by no means universal in your profession. But since you do, perhaps you can tell me why God chooses to remain powerless in the face of what's beginning to sound like the imminent destruction of the world.
You don't need me to answer that. You've talked about free will often enough before.
Ah, yeah, but you see, I'm a cradle Protestant. I'm expected to believe in predestination. Pat, how well do you know Tom Matheson?
We have a beer together once in a while. Why do you ask?
No reason.
You don't ask questions for no reason, Minnie.
You trust him, do you?
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Trust him with my life.
Ah, you know I'm a terrible old woman. I sit up here above the fray and I imagine things, predict them even. It's been that way for more years than I care to remember.
And what are you predicting now?
Now, it's not of my making, you understand. It's not what I want.
But you can't do anything to stop it?
Oh, I tried.
When I came to see you once, it was about 6 months ago. Jenny Anderson was here. She a regular visitor?
She's a friend.
She's a very attractive girl.
you know, wanting something. That can be a terrible thing, Pat.
You're talking about desire or temptation?
Aren't they the same?
Desire comes in two guises, Minnie. God's and the devil.
Ah, now, that's where you and I part company, I'm afraid. I don't think it's ever that clear. Seems to me, God and the devil hold hands.
You'd have been burnt at the stake for that not so long ago.
Well, that's what I mean by prediction. You don't need to be a clairvoyant. All you need is a knowledge of the past.
Dance music always makes me sad. Don't know why.
Where's Ron?
Policing the grounds, I expect. You know what he's like.
Things all right, are they?
Well, now, look who's heading our way. He'll be wanting you to dance.
Evening, ladies.
Hello. Good evening, Harry.
Don't mind if I part of this lady, dear chap.
Actually, Harry, I think I'll sit this one out, if you don't mind. I'm a little tired.
Oh, well, suit yourself.
Why don't you dance with one of the standard six girls? From the look on their faces, I don't think they're having a good job at all.
You're not dancing, Tom.
Former spectator, that's me.
Well, it's not exactly the Ritz.
How's Mrs. Valentine?
A lot better. Thanks for asking. There's a new drug the doctor's quite hopeful.
Oh, good show.
Oh, pity we couldn't have a band. I'm afraid the procession better than
the evils of modern dance.
Yeah, well, we know it's to blame, don't we? Our old friend, the GI.
Actually, I've been wondering about teaching my class how to jive.
It's damn good exercise.
Feeling it mightn't go down too well.
Yeah, well, I think you've enough on your hands right now.
You don't dance yourself?
I used to. Quite a dab hand in my youth. No one caught you all right tonight, Tom?
I might ask Jenny Anderson.
Dancing can be hell when you're her age.
Oh, God, it's coming this way. Don't look. Mary, what are we going to do?
Your uncle's coming as well.
Can't bear it.
Hello, you two. Enjoying yourselves?
Hello, Mr. Matheson.
Mind if I join you?
This is where you're hiding yourself. Evening, Matheson. Ginny, I think you and I should have a dance.
Don't want it.
Come along now. This is your Uncle Harry talking.
I don't know how to do it.
Then I'll teach you.
Please.
The lady says no, Harry. Sorry.
Keep your nose out of it. Right.
That's corner. I was going to ask you to dance.
Don't do it, Mary.
You could ask Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's taken.
Uncle Harry looks furious.
Pianist. He's a relative too, isn't he?
Yeah, my cousin. His name's Angus, but everyone calls him Tiny.
Oh, he must be 6'4".
I don't want to go to high school. I want to stay in your class forever.
Oh, come on now, Jenny.
I mean it.
You've a fine future ahead of you. School, university, study overseas perhaps. What do you want to be? A doctor? Journalist? A lawyer? You can be whatever you decide.
I want to be happy.
Everyone wants that.
I don't want to leave, not stay school.
Now listen to me, Jenny. I expect great things of you. You're not going to let me down, are you?
Attention, please! Can I have your attention? Thank you!
All right, ladies. This is the one you've been waiting for. The ladies' choice. Will you please take your partners for the Destiny Waltz?
Go on, I dare you.
We're too late. Queen of the Castle's nabbed them.
You don't mind, do you, Tom? Harry Anderson will be pestering me all night. I'm in need of protection.
Wouldn't you be better getting a lift with someone? The Beck's back?
Oh, it's such a beautiful night. 10:30 and still not dark. Thought we'd enjoy the walk.
Lily, please don't take this the wrong way. You're a very attractive woman, and I'll walk home any time with you. You've only to ask. But I'm not. Oh, God, how can I put this? It's just that I've noticed, well, I felt that you're lonely.
And you perhaps look on me. I wouldn't want there to be any misunderstanding.
I think I might sit this one out after all, Mr. Matheson, if you don't mind. I've never been very partial to the waltz.
Ginny, I've got something to tell you.
Can you play after school?
Only for a minute.
Well, there's beach tomorrow. Can you believe it?
I can't play for long because I've got to go home and get changed.
Why?
Because I've turned into a woman, that's why.
Race the apple, we're nearly at the hut. Can't you play?
Better not.
But you shouldn't be running, should you? Better Buchanan gets excused from sport.
Better Buchanan's a sook.
Well, what does it feel like?
The safety pin sticks into my belly button.
Is there much blood?
Not much. It's a funny colour.
Did you tell your mother?
Of course.
What did she say?
She said I'd start to have sex feelings. But I wasn't to worry about them. They were perfectly natural.
Oh, no, Mother, never say that.
But of course, dear, until you're married.
What'd she say? I'd have died.
I told her she wasn't to worry. I don't like boys.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Harry.
Morning, Jenny. Cat got your tongue?
Mary, come on, you're late.
You want a hand, Ben?
What's wrong with you, Graham Bob?
Hello, Graham. I think you'd be allowed to come.
I'm here as a spy.
Are you really?
God, you're a plot, Jenny. You believe anything.
I heard it go back. Mum forgot one of the picnic baskets.
Heard the one about the wedding.
Not another shaggy dog story, please.
This bloke's daughter's getting married, see? Big wedding.
All right, everyone.
All the work. It was really rich, this
They're
having this party, see? Wedding reception.
Another time.
That's it, Jenny. Up you go.
Okay, everyone. All present and correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Anchors away, then. Now, you all know how to behave, don't you? Rules of the sea. You should all have memorized them by now. Mrs. Begg and Mr. Anderson are here to help with any problems. It's thanks to them and to Captain Nair we've been able to make this trip, so I expect you to show your gratitude by making this a pleasant day for them too.
Sir?
Yes, Albert? What is it?
Well, we get to see the albatrosses,
though. Oh, yes.
Keep your eyes peeled, you might be lucky.
We pass by the par, don't we?
That's right, Jenny. This side of the head, before we get to Waders Beach. Now, what I want you all to remember, whether you're looking at a cargo boat passing up the channel, or the meeting house at the par, or just watching out for penguins or seals, This is your land, your country. Geography and history aren't just words. They're what you see, what you hear, what you think. They're even what you eat.
Run, Maureen, run! Run!
Well played, everyone! And congratulations, Maureen. You captained your team brilliantly.
Thank you, sir.
Now, there'll be plenty of time for post-mortems on the journey back. Right now, we've got more important things to think about. Mr. Anderson, I'll hand over to you.
Oh, I don't know about important. I mean, fun was what I had in mind. A lolly scramble, to be precise. Right, what I want is for you all to form a circle. Now, boys this side, and the girls over there by the loopings. Now, Jenny, if you stand there, that's right. Now, everyone take hands. Ah, come along, fair's fair. Boys have to hold hands too. Right, settle down. Are we ready?
Yes.
Take your marks. Get set. Go!
The key is in the door. The lock is turning. This town hides many secrets.
Thank God. Are you all right? Jenny, what is it?
What happened? What, did you fall? Is that it? You hurt yourself? Jenny, you must speak to me. I can't help you if you don't. That's better. You're all right now. You're safe. Did you get lost? Is that it? Everyone's been looking for you. Oh, come on now. Let's see if you can stand up.
I'm not going back.
We have to go back, Jenny. Captain Laird's waiting.
Not at feet there.
Who?
Uncle Eric.
Did your uncle do something to you, Jenny? Did he hurt you?
I hate him.
You can tell me. I'm your friend.
It happened before. Last Christmas when you took me to the circus. I tried to tell Mum, but she...
Shh, all right. No one's going to hurt you.
He makes me sick.
Can you tell me what he did? Exactly.
Some of the lollies gone into the loopings. I waited till no one was looking, then got down on my hands and knees and called in to look for them. All of a sudden, a lantern fell away and I slid down into a hollow. And I thought it might be something to do with the whalers. You told us to look out for their rubbish sites.
Take your time, Jenny.
I won't get into trouble, will I?
Of course not.
You said if I told anyone...
Listen, Jenny. You listen very carefully. When something you don't understand happens to you, something bad, it can make you feel you must be responsible. I'm not just your teacher. I'm your friend. You do trust me, don't you?
More than anyone else in the world.
Your uncle followed you. Is that right?
Yeah, he must have been watching me. I heard a noise and looked around. Next thing I knew...
Now, look at me, Jenny. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
He pulled my hand down inside his trousers.
Did anything else happen?
I kicked him really hard. First he just laughed, but then he thought he heard someone. And he let me go.
Thank God.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet, Jenny. I thought that someone has harmed you. I promise you one thing, though. This will never happen again. Never. Not if I have anything to do with it.
Half an hour, you say? Minimum. I remember thinking if they don't show up soon, the lot will go.
I don't understand. Had Jenny got lost, you said people were looking for her.
Look, I don't want to alarm you, but I think there's something fishy going on.
Out with it then. Say what's on your mind.
Before this happened, Jenny and Matheson vanishing, I mean, I had a bit of an altercation with Jenny myself.
What?
Well, I found her hiding in the sandhills. I had the feeling she was waiting for someone. Of course, I could be wrong. But then what was she doing there? It was well away from the lolly scramble. She got quite hysterical when I tried to talk to her. Well, you know what she can be like, a bit of a drama queen, your daughter. She seemed to think I was going to hurt her.
Why would she think that?
Search me.
Well, who do you imagine she was waiting for?
Well, of course, I thought one of the boys.
Why not Mary? They do everything together.
If you'd seen the look on her face.
So, you just left her there?
She wouldn't come with me.
I'm not sure I follow you, Harry. You knew where she was, yet half an hour went by before she rejoined the others on the beach.
She and Matheson.
Well, couldn't you have sent someone to get her, since she wouldn't come with you?
Look, Matheson had left strict instructions we were all to stay on the beach. He said it was to ensure that no one else went missing. But when he showed up again...
Holding hands with my daughter. That was what you said.
That's right.
I don't need her here anymore.
Where are you going?
Kevin Bickerstaff's going to be told about this.
Ron, you're making a mistake.
That'll be Jenny now, if anyone wanted to drop Mary off first.
Run a bath when you can and put plenty of caustic soda in.
Ron, I beg you, don't go. Let me talk to Jenny first.
I don't think you'll get much sense out of it.
Please, Ron.
Right, young lady, you're home. I'll deal with you later.
And you say the rumours have started already?
According to Van Beek, She was there, as you know.
I appreciate your coming to me, Ron. It's a bad business.
I've had my doubts about Tom Matheson from the start.
Better get back to your family.
What will you do?
Call an emergency meeting of the board. Tomorrow afternoon, if possible. Well, it is an emergency.
You think he'll resign?
He'll be a fool if he doesn't.
You do believe me, don't you, Mum?
Yes. Yes, darling, I do.
Mr. Matheson saved me.
Jenny, I want you to listen very carefully. Your father... But I don't think he's going to be able to accept what you say. It's harder for him. Do you understand? And Harry is his brother.
I don't want to live here anymore, Mum. Can't we go away?
Where would we go?
If Dad... If he does anything to hurt Mr. Matheson...
The important thing, the really important thing is that you and I trust each other. Now, well, so long as we do that...
I could go and live with Auntie Minnie. She's got tons of room.
Thank you for letting me know, Harry. You can count on me, of course.
Your tongue will split. And all the little puppy dolls will have a little bit.
Mrs. Prendergast? Lily Wedderspoon speaking. You've heard the news?
Seemed a decent enough joker to me. Anyone thought to ask him what happened?
I couldn't agree with you more, Aileen. I suspected it from the beginning. His behaviour in this house has been far from normal.
What a man thinks, what a man does, they're not the same. No one can survive that kind of scrutiny.
I tell you, I've had nothing but trouble with my orphans since that man took over from Mrs. Sladder. The times I've had to punish Albert Kingy,
I couldn't stop it. No one could. Those who cannot love must punish.
He can hold his beer. He can't be all bad.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. The worst of it is, if it comes to a head, Knox Bay will be split down the middle.
I realize the evidence against you is circumstantial.
More than that, surely.
Mrs. Wedderspoon, I appreciate your desire to help, but this is really between Mr. Matheson and myself. I'm sure we'd both benefit from a cup of tea.
Of course. You're the boss?
I need a cigarette.
Well, allow me.
So, you called a meeting of the board and the decision was to ask me to resign.
It was by a majority.
I won't ask by how much.
I've no wish to wreck your career. But you do see the damage to the community.
The person you should be talking to is Harry Anderson.
Yes, he warned me you might try that. Look, Tom, none of this is easy.
Who for?
You've been ill in the past. I thought, that is, the board thought...
I'm in perfect health, Headmaster. I doubt you'd find a doctor who'd say otherwise.
That could be arranged. Mrs. Sladder's already indicated her willingness. The doctors say this period of remission could last indefinitely.
The end justifies the means. I congratulate you, Mr. Bickerstaff. You've thought of everything.
Darling, don't. Please don't. Mr. Matheson and I have talked. I've promised him your uncle will never be allowed near you again. It doesn't matter what other people think. It's for the best, darling. You'll see that one day.
You don't understand.
You'll be starting secondary school next year. Oh, Jenny, a whole new world. All this will seem like a bad dream.
Go on, Auntie Minnie. She knows. Take me to see Auntie Minnie.
Thank you for coming. Digger.
Rex,
I appreciate your support.
Wish I could have done more.
Thanks a lot. So long, Pat.
place.
Are you sure about this, Tom? Seems to me you should stay and fight.
At least you're leaving with a clean slate. That's something.
And we'll keep our eye on Anderson. You can set your mind at rest about that.
Mr. Matheson!
Matheson!
Wait for us.
Oh, what do you call this? You three should be in school.
The whole class is coming. We walked out.
What?
Mrs. Slatter didn't stand a chance.
I brought you these. Mum said I could pick as many as I like.
Thank you, Jenny.
Here come the others.
Bye.
Come on, Jenny. I love you. Louder. I love you. I love you, Mr. Master. I love you.
The part of Jenny Anderson was played by Federay Holmes, and Tom Matheson by Michael McGrath. Cat Anderson, Barbara Ewing. Ron, David Brocklehurst. Colin, Scott Ransom. Mary Begg, Susanna Corbett. Digger Begg, John Turnbull. Vin, Philippa Dan. Lily Wedderspoon, Jilly Mears. Harry Anderson, John Fortune. Kevin Bickerstaff, John Webb. Rex Ballantyne, Struan Roger. Grace, Kate Finchie. Minnie, Jill Graham. Pat Mullins, William Brandt. Possum, Alan Rowe. Albert Kingy, Matthew Sim. Graham Bickerstaff, Ben Fraser. Maureen Finley, Aisha Fraser. Beverly Prendergast, Kate Lewison. Michael Cameron, Colin Lewison. Matron, Diana Payan. And the ticket collector, Dominic Letts. The pianist was Michael Haslam. Knox Bay was written by Elspeth Sands and directed by Jane Morgan.